This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Well, welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anything else? By what they're seeing today on the news, and I knew I was going to jump right into this. What they're seeing on the news with Biden and the Democrats, so we're going to deal with that later on in the show, but I cannot believe. Apparently, if you're a Democrat, you know, Joe Biden, at the Joe Biden level, Hillary Clinton, Billy Bob Clinton, and so forth, you really truly can get away with just about murder. And I say that because you mean, really think about it. Think about what's going on with the accusers. Now, right now, you know, there's eight of them. Really, I don't know if you guys know that. There's a total of eight of them. But one of them, Tara, right now, she's the only one making a whole bunch of noise, probably because the other ones are looking to say to themselves, it's not going anywhere. These people, listen, you know, these people truly give a whole new name to Teflon, right? Seriously. I'm looking at these poor women. You know, you screamed that women should be heard with Kavanaugh. And matter of fact, yours truly said they should be heard, too. Many people on the right said they should be heard. We didn't take it to the next degree, though, and say they should be believed no matter what. Because that's not true, and that's not right, and it shouldn't be that way. They need to prove what went down. Anybody. Blasio Ford, she had so many holes in her testimony. So many things she couldn't remember, and people around her didn't remember. And actually, even her friends and others questioned the story. But she was supposed to be believable. Right? This woman accusing Joe the Biden of something we kind of see him do on a regular basis, don't we? I mean, Joe loves to smell hair and touch women and do all kinds of creepy things. Man, if he served under me, I'd have him in a different room watching my teleprompter, television, whatever. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. We can take the poll. A lot going on up there. A lot you can get involved with. It's good to get involved, right? I want to make sure that you know what's going on, that you not just spew in the party line. You hear me say this almost every night. And you know why I say it every night? Because you guys haven't stopped yet. You're still spewing garbage. And you really shouldn't be. Make sure you have the information before you step out there and do something stupid. I'm not saying you already did or you're gonna, but wow. I see some of the stuff that's posted in response to the Joe Biden stuff of the world. It's just crazy. Do a little of your own work. Don't take it all from one source. Don't take it all from me. But the biggest news of the day, and you could see this pretty much everywhere, as well you should be able to. Now, some of us, some of us that were kind of paying attention, not afraid to say anything at the time, we kept saying the thing with General Flynn didn't make any sense. Some of us thought that his son had been set up, and Flynn was willing to take the fall for it, as probably many fathers would. But when you look around as to what's going on, you know, Flynn's going to be exonerated with this, with the when this finally comes forward. So he was wrongly tried and convicted. He was the FBI really nailed him. Now I hope what they do, it was when they prove how he was railroaded into whatever word you want to use, framed, railroaded, whatever you want to use. When they finally prove this, you know what I want to see happen? I want to see the FBI administration, whoever, even the agents that were involved, I want to see them go to jail. They need to spend as much time in jail as he did, if not more. They need to put their financial finances on the table, too. They about broke this guy for no reason. This was all a plan to entrap Flynn and put him in prison. The government was acting very corruptly, trying to discredit Trump and go after his whole team. You cannot tell me for one second that Oblamo and Clinton didn't know this was going on, didn't know this was coming, didn't know this was going to happen. I'm not buying it. And you know, and you've seen it more and more and more. They knew the dossier was false. As the papers are coming forward through the FOIA requests being made, you're seeing more and more and more and more information coming out on how they went out of their way to try to put him in jail. I'm hoping not only do I hope they completely exonerate him, but I hope that while they're doing that, they turn around and point their finger right in the faces of the FBI people that were involved in this. Maria Bartiromo, been watching her for a long time. Always got a kick out of her. Loud Italian girl. She sent out a tweet, said, "Breaking news, the source tells me that General Flynn will be completely exonerated this week because it was a total fraud and setup, and a lot more coming on her show later on this week." Now, Trump even retweeted her post. Because, again, once we start rolling back, peeling back, whatever the word is, this onion, and I call it an onion because it's smelly, right? You're going to see so much more of this. You know, look at Roger Stone. They're letting child molesters out of jail right now so they don't get COVID. They're letting murderers, aggravated assault, out of jail right now. And they're going to put him in? What was his crime? What was the violence behind his crime? You know, they're a sick group of people. Hey, Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Brad Dake is going to join me after the break. We will be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks so much for being with us. I do appreciate the time that you do spend with us. Get involved, get engaged, head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening there, a lot going on. I love when I have this guy on with me. Brad Dacus joins me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. And, man, I'll tell you what, with everything going on around today and our rights being trampled on and what have you, you need to know somebody like this. You need to pay attention to somebody like this. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Well, it's great to be on the program. Thank you.
You know, and before we get rolling, because I always do this to you, you're the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. And how do they find out what Pacific Justice Institute is?
Well, they can go to our website, which is a really easy way to do it, and they can also sign up to get our press releases on our website, which keeps them updated on all kinds of cases. We have over 47 active cases in litigation right now as we speak, and we help hundreds of people every year all across the United States, always without charge. And we do our work, and we're unique in that we don't just take on just those few high-profile cases. We work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. And I really love our team of attorneys. We have 9 offices in a number of states that are just very committed across the country to making sure people get help.
You mean you work for the little people, too?
Yeah, we work for everyone to make sure their religious freedom, parental rights, sanctity of human life, make sure that's protected. And we're very broad, and we make sure everyone gets help, and we do it all without charge. We don't have a private law firm on the side or anything like that. We're very
committed. This is what you do, right?
This is what we do. This is what we do. And
so, I want people to know something, though. You touched on something. And I actually got some emails on this and kind of blew it off and really didn't think about it. But now that you brought it up, you talk about parental rights. You watch what's going on right now. What's going to happen when they come up with a virus for this and they say your child has to be vaccinated? First they're going to say, oh, they can't come back to school. Then they're going to say, no, your child has to be vaccinated or else it's child endangerment.
Yeah, that's what they're saying right now is just that they have to be vaccinated. And right now I would tell parents, if they're told that, I'd say, seriously consider homeschooling because it's going to be booming after all these parents have already experimented with it. Yeah, so I'm like, you don't have to get vaccinated if you're homeschooling, that's first. And second, not all states are the same. So there's alternatives. There's other states out there. California just happens to be one of the most intolerant. There's some other intolerant states out there too, generally blue states, with regards to this. And third, if there's any parent out there who has a child who has a medical condition, where there's a real bona fide medical threat, not just a family history, but a real bona fide specific medical threat, And they're being prevented from being able to get a doctor to sign off on it because of the limitation they put on doctors now in California. A doctor can only sign off on 10 people a year. So if 11 persons, their life is going to be 50-50, they're going to die, the doctor can't sign a letter to protect the child, which is insane. And that's what the liberals in the state of California legislature have. They're there. The voters put them there, the liberal Democrats, and that's what they're doing. And they want to control our lives and control our family, and they don't care if there's some casualties along the way. They leave absolutely no alternative avenue in that scenario, and I find that deplorable. So we're, Pacific Justice Institute, willing to step in and file a lawsuit in federal court with that fact scenario. We can let parents know that we're out there to help them.
And that is something they... Well, California tries to get away with everything, but that is something in your estimation, in your experience, the Supreme Court won't let that happen. They won't force us or force parents to have their kids injected with this stuff, will they?
They will not if we have a doctor, bona fide doctor, an MD, a DO, who can step up with solid specificity as to why this would be a direct threat to the child. That would be a very strong case, and I know we have a level-headed Supreme Court that's going to say, no interest of the state entitles them to put the life of a child so threatened like that. So I think that's what we're going to – I think that's what we'd see from the United States Supreme Court. Now, the California State Supreme Court, I don't know. We have – some on the court that may go that way, and I, as an attorney, I can't make more comment than what I just said. So.
No. But my point is, looking around, you would think something as simple as that's my child, okay, and you can't tell me what chemicals I have to put in the body of my child. But you're saying, I mean, you're believing that the Supreme Court would be on your side with that, but maybe not some other courts.
Right, the federal court, district court might not, the circuit court, maybe not. But this U.S. Supreme Court, thanks to President Donald Trump and his recent appointments, has very sane, level-headed, you know, way of carrying themselves. They recognize the limitations of government, and they recognize the fundamental rights under the Constitution, and including that of parents. I think that they would rule accordingly and respect the rights of parents, given that set of facts. But we need to bring that kind of a case to the Supreme Court to put a very liberal, government-controlled, zealot legislators in check. And we have those in a number of states across the country. We have them in Washington State, Oregon, California, Illinois, New Jersey all the way on up, Maryland all the way on up, north. So, you know, we need to be able to, like I say, keep them in check, and the Supreme Court will help us do that. But we've got to have the right patients, the right fact scenario. So if there's someone maybe in not right. California, but say in another state, New Jersey or someplace, where they have these kind of very strict policies, very extreme policies, and they're in that situation, I want them to contact us. We do all our work without charge, free representation, all without charge. We are the parents' advocates in the United States of America. That's one of the main things that we do.
You know, I was thinking as you were talking about the Supreme Court, especially, and how now they're doing everything by telephone. They're doing it by. I mean, this changes the whole dynamics. You know, you've got courts here in Los Angeles and other major cities across the country that are either closed or trying to do things telephonically. It does change the way you do law, does it not?
Yeah. It does. It does.
You can't read body language. You can't. I would imagine you use that when you're trying to see how the jury is acting or even the judge, right?
Right. But that's temporary. We're going to go back to normal in no time.
All right. Oh. Normality is good. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are reports President Trump ignored warnings of a possible COVID-19 pandemic months ago. The president responded to reports that he ignored more than a dozen dire warnings about the potential of a coronavirus outbreak that were contained in his daily intelligence briefings beginning in early January.
I would have to check. I want to look as to the exact dates of warnings, but I can tell you this. When I did the ban on China, almost everybody was against me, including Republicans.
The president first waited on the threat of the coronavirus in the U.S. on January 22nd. On that day, the president dismissed the possibility of the coronavirus becoming a pandemic. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 32 points, the S&P down 15, and the NASDAQ down 122. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she
We are back.
Me.
You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And you know what? You've got to get informed. You've got to get engaged. It's the only way you really know what's going on. And again, I say this all the time. I'm not trying to put myself down. But, you know, don't believe everything I say. I make mistakes. I get caught. People send me stories. I get excited. But, you know, you've got to check it out yourself. You have to know what's going on. You have to get informed. It's the only way you prevail. It's the only way you come out on top. Anyway, love having this guy on with me. Brad Dacus joins me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, and they do a lot of great works. I know people that have used them. I've seen the information that they put out that have helped people with their kids in school and in other situations. They just do a really great job. Brad, thanks for joining me.
Oh, great to be there. Great to be here.
Well, all right. Yeah, we ended the last segment on, we said normality, but with not a lot of normality going on right now. But anyhow, before we get to some of this other stuff, you know, a lot of people are hitting me up on their personal rights and saying, look, our personal rights are being trampled on. We can't go to the beach. We can't go for a walk here. We can't go for a walk there. I think it's hilarious. You know, I had an observation in the store the other day where, you have to think about this. You have to stand 6 feet away from each other, right? Even at the cash register, they got the things up now, and you're 6 feet apart, and you got to have a mask on in case you cough, sneeze, or whatever. But with your bare hands, what are you doing? You're touching the fruits and the vegetables, right? Putting them back on the holder, putting them back on the table. They don't wash those things every time somebody touches them. So I was just kind of laughing, thinking to myself, you're not going to contain this thing, you know, unless we put suits on or something. I don't know. I'm not believing the numbers, but that's a story for another day. But our personal rights, where we're not being allowed to go to places like the beach or walks places or stuff like that. At what point, you know, you had said earlier, they have the right. We're seeing things come up in Washington and other places where judges are stepping in now and saying, no. You don't have a right to squelch the Second Amendment over this, you know, over that is overreach. At what point do we start a little uprising? At what point do we finally go, enough is enough?
Yeah, so there's several issues here. One is dealing with commerce and businesses, and the basic rights issue we see in play here, and in fact this was articulated recently, very recently, by the Attorney General Barr, and that is the extent to which businesses inhibit interstate commerce.
Yeah.
Well, when you shut down a state regarding supplies, goods, manufacturing, you're limiting interstate commerce. And Attorney General Barr has put down the gauntlet on that one and said, we're watching it, we're going to examine it, we're investigating, and we may be coming down and bringing charges and actions for violating interstate commerce when it's no longer justifiable as being really an emergency situation. And we're really, I think we're past that, frankly, right now. And then in addition to that, we have religious freedom, and that is the extent to which they can keep churches shut down. Reportedly, Gavin Newsom today said that churches will be shut down for months, and they won't be able to open up again until we're in phase three, which is basically there's no more threat. That is garbage. Legally, as far from, you know, as far as the civil rights perspective, there's no way he can do that. And he's begging for a challenge. We at Pacific Justice are being very strategic as we prepare for such a challenge. Defending the rights of churches. And so in terms of business, in terms of, you know, institutions, religious institutions, we have fundamental rights, and the state of California specifically is waning on them. Other states are moving in the right directions. Today it was up to 23 states that will begin reopening. They're moving in that direction. They're very systematic. That's where they're headed. They're not as likely going to be facing litigation. But when you have a governor, and I'd like to think he just wasn't thinking when he said this, he comes out and says...
You're a nice guy. You're such an optimist.
I like to think that because it's just so way out. You know, not until phase three, not until it's basically gone, then we'll let people start to be able to exercise their guaranteed First Amendment right of free exercise of religion and worship. Really. So... You know, he's in, you know, I know where he's from. He was a former mayor of San Francisco, not exactly the biggest fan of people of faith.
Right.
But, you know, I'm sure that maybe carries over to him as governing the state.
Oh, he has no respect for religious people whatsoever. No people around him. None at all.
Yeah, and that's why we just can't, you know, trust that he's going to move in the right direction. I hope there's going to be enough political common sense to quickly push him into the right direction. But his days are numbered in keeping churches closed in California. We, in fact, are working strategically on helping churches all across the state to be able to reopen. In fact, we have a conference call on Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific time if you want to register for that. It's a Zoom call. We only have up to 1,000. But in particular for pastors, church leaders, I highly, highly recommend it because we're going to talk about the four ways that churches can legally reopen. Two of the four they can do now in all 50 states, two of the four ways. And we're going to talk about that very specifically on Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific time.
Well, we're going to touch on it here in a little bit because I want you to give some hints. Because, you know, the layperson needs to know what's going on, too. They need to understand what their rights are. And maybe some of the pastors don't lock in and look at this stuff. There are a lot of pastors, I won't say they're... they're uninformed, and they really don't push to get informed, if you would. I don't know why, but that's, you know, whatever.
It does happen, definitely. I've seen it, and they're just not aware of what the challenges are, and more importantly, their rights in dealing with those challenges. But there's also some fantastic opportunities that we're going to talk about that churches that are in tune with the opportunities to minister and expand their ministries. This is actually going to be an incredible time moving forward for churches and other religious institutions to do the same. So,
are they inadvertently strengthening our case for freedom of religion as they start doing these things and they start head towards the court? You're going to see the court ruling on these things, well, I'd say once and for all, but we know it's not set in stone. But ultimately, these are cases that would never make it in front of the Supreme Court or any high court.
These cases are, if we don't see them change quickly, these states, if they're not, and you know, all of them do. And I think we're going to have some dragging ones like California, it looks like. Those that are dragging, they will likely see it. These issues go before the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court. And I believe the U.S. Supreme Court is going to say it's one thing for the government to have an emergency situation, dealing with an immediate circumstance needing immediate attention, but not to the extent to which the emergency response becomes the norm. That's where they're treading against the fundamental rights. That is where there's not a compelling state interest. We can't have it as a norm that just because another flu virus comes out there, they can use that as a pretext to shut down every church. The stats are incredible, Joe, in terms of that we now know that this, because of all the massive testing that's been done now, before we didn't know, you know,
right. We
had models, they did the best they could. So I don't throw any mud on their faces, the doctors and specialists who put together this response. But right now we do know. We know that that 25% of New York has the antibodies. Estimates in California, study shows that 12% have the antibodies. When we look at that large number compared with the actual fatalities, it shows that this flu virus is not the big ugly monster that everyone said it is. It's less than 2 years worth of regular flu fatalities, less than 2 years. But you don't shut down a nation and religious freedom and civil liberties for that. And so the numbers are there. It's not the big bad wolf, and we need to see things changing in accordance with that. And if not, we're going to see the courts make those changes happen. And we at Pacific Justice are working strategically right now towards that direction.
Well, you know, I've been getting emails from some of the listeners telling me that they think this is a first swipe at socialism. They're looking at this to see how quickly we'll fold. Will we fight? Because Americans have been known to fight back when you try to grab them, squelch them, hold them down. Look at what we're doing now, and I blame it. I'm blaming it big time on the education system. I blame it big time on the fact that these people don't know their rights. They don't know what this country was founded on, and they don't understand that they have a right to do some of the things that are being taken away from them right now. Anyway, got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Brad Dacus is not leaving us. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back.
Yes, we are.
Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Let's just get right back to it. I always appreciate Brad Dacus when he joins me. And he's got a great institution called the Pacific Justice Institute. And Brad is the founder of that. And Brad, again, let's give it the 30-second plug here. Tell people what you do and how they can help.
You bet. We do. We handle cases defending religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life, all without charge, all across the United States, all across the country. We do it through a huge network of attorneys. We have 9 offices, more offices than any other organization of our kind. And we're unique in that we don't just take on the high-profile cases. We make sure no one's left on the side of the road, that everyone gets help when it comes to these issues under our mission statement. So that's what we're about. And if anyone needs assistance or they'd like to keep up with our cases or they'd like to support our work as a nonprofit 501c3, it's completely tax-deductible. Donations are go to our website, pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute, .org, PJI.org.
And if you sign up for our newsletter, you will get his information in it. So if you didn't write it down or whatever, head over to our website, sign up for our newsletter, and I'll make sure you know about it. And you have to sign up for his newsletter too. It's electronic, people. You're not killing trees. Don't worry about it. Okay? if you really don't like what you see, you can always cancel it. But during the break, we were talking about Attorney General Barr. And I said, you know, I get a lot of emails where people are very disappointed in him. They feel like he's not moving fast enough. He's not really doing the job, if you would. You know, after 4 years, why isn't Hillary in jail kind of thing. You said something that I've been saying, and you could probably back it up better than I can. He's a very strategic guy. He can't just go barging in putting people in handcuffs.
Right. He's actually an excellent attorney general. He's aggressive. He's very straightforward. But he's very bright, very strategic, very, very intelligent. And so that's exactly the kind of attorney general I want. And he's one that's making it very clear that these prohibitions, shutting everyone down, locking everything down, he says that he's distinguished, he says, between immediacy and urgency and you know, to quickly deal with a tragedy, you know, whether it's an earthquake or, okay, we got a, you know, emergency. He says, but that power of the state for emergency situations like that isn't an indefinite, and it wanes as it starts to become the norm. And he says that is what he sees happening now. We know, you know, we have the bell curve. Okay, it's going down. The emergency is over. We've got a scenario, we've got a problem, but it's no longer at that same level of crises and emergency where the state should be justified in just trampling down on all our civil rights. And he gets that, and he said it clearly in a memo today that he sent out. And he said some other things earlier to support that. So we at Pacific Justice are encouraged about that moving forward. And I believe that that there's tremendous opportunity and freedom for institutions to be able to exercise their rights. In fact, specifically, tomorrow, Thursday, or sorry, actually day after tomorrow, excuse me, Thursday, as mentioned, at 2 p.m., we're going to be talking on our people can register for this on our website. We're going to talk very specifically about the four ways that churches can legally reopen, two of the of which they can do right now in all 50 states. This is very important, Joe, because you know, enough time has gone by. Let me just say this on the time deal. Enough time has gone by now that we're reaching a point where we can take on and challenge states that are still doing this dictatorial, bully-like tactics, abusing their power. They no longer have the backup for that with the facts. And the facts show that this is a virus that is, you know, worse than a normal virus, flu virus, but it's not the pandemic catastrophe where we're going to have 2 million people die, because we have a massive testing now across the country to show the large percentage who already have it just didn't have any symptoms at all. Mm-hmm. 25% in New York, 12% in California already have it. And we didn't have massive numbers. So when we look at the actual fatalities versus the number who actually have had it, we see this is like a flu, just a bad flu season. That's it.
Yep.
So I think that the Attorney General Barr is going to be putting a lot of pressure on states like California and this governor to let freedom of commerce prevail. There's a constitutional right for interstate commerce for businesses. And I believe that the federal government's going to pounce them on that. We, in turn, are also going to be pouncing them on their refusal at churches meet and to gather. We know real quickly. I want me to go through those quickly as
well. Yeah, but you did. We touch on the them not allowing clergy to visit people in hospitals.
No. Yes. That's another thing.
Yeah.
We at Pacific Justice Dude are right now challenging several counties. They're in the San Francisco Bay Area, of course. Very intolerant counties when it comes to people of faith, very bigoted in that regard. So, but their policy, these counties, not most counties, but those in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, say that the clergy, they're not essential for purposes of ministering to the sick and the dying. So, priest, you want to do your last rites? For someone wants you to come and do last rites? Oh, no, we're not going to allow you to do that. Not in those counties. The rest of the counties across the United States, they get it. How important that is for ministries and people who minister to in these situations, as there many of them are facing death straight in the face. But not in the intolerant San Francisco Bay Area. We at Pacific Justice are representing two bishops of one denomination in particular, representing about 20,000 clergy. We are sent a demand letter to the governor, Gavin Newsom, requesting specifically that he issue an executive order ordering all counties to recognize as essential clergy engaging in ministering for people who are sick or dying. If we don't get that, we'll move to the next step to defend the right of these people not to be bullied by such intolerant institutions like those counties in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Now, is that something the courts would normally side with you on? Or?
Well, they would, I think, partly because the governor recognized clergy carrying out ministerial duties as an essential function. So these counties are going rogue, and their zeal to attack and be hostile to institutions of faith, ministers of faith, they're going rogue against the executive mandate, much less against the First Amendment rights under the Constitution for such ministering in such dire, serious consequences and situations. So that's why we're taking that on, and we're also in the process going to bat for churches in other ways. For example, there's a church in San Francisco Bay Area being criminally prosecuted. The pastor and the church itself, they had a church service, but it was very safe. They had safe distancing. That's the standard used by the state for Walmart and everywhere else.
Oh, yeah.
So the church utilized that. The church, unlike Walmart and others like Costco, they required everyone to wear a mask, for everyone to be used sanitation. They had much higher standards. And yet they're being criminally prosecuted. So we're representing and defending them right now. We're getting ready to defend a church in Las Vegas that wants to have an outdoor service, with proper distancing and masks. There's just no reason from a health perspective that they should be prevented from doing that. When we see protests taking place and law enforcement standing by, letting people without masks standing next to each other engage in protests, since when is the right to protest more entitled to freedom and liberty than the right to worship in your own private religious institution or church or synagogue? So we see a real convoluted, unequal application of these mandates. And then when you go to the beaches, they're not wearing masks. They're out there in the sun, which I think is great. I actually think it's very healthy.
The heat will kill it. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, we now know the ultraviolet rays will kill it in 6 seconds. So it's not a risk issue there on the beaches. But even still, the same principle. You're going to let them, but you're not going to let someone have an outdoor church service. So anyway, we at Pacific Justice Institute, on our website, and we're going to talk about it in the seminar, or the Zoom call on Thursday. Number one, how you can have an online streaming service, church service. That's pretty easy, but that's more of a how-to. We have that online. Number two is how they can have a drive-in church service in their cars. That actually is already basically now protected all across the United States because of case law. We got the state of Massachusetts to back down on that, the governor. Nevada's already backed down. California has backed down on that. The legal representation for the state of California is said in court, we acquiesced on that. We concede that. So drive-in services, churches can do that confidently, but we have a checklist for churches to utilize to make sure they do it right. So they're not open in any way for attack. And the third way is outdoor services. Now, there's some states that allow it, some states don't, like California. So technically, they're violating the law, but constitutionally, if they carry out our checklist that Pacific Justice Institute makes available, if churches do that, I'm willing to bet that they will likely prevail because of how other groups have been allowed to meet and like protesters and on the beach and things like that. I don't think they're going to be able to defend themselves in court adequately. I think outdoor church services utilizing the criteria and our checklist, I believe, will be protected in the end. But they will have to be going up and butting up against some of the states that are intolerant, like California, and some of the other blue states, zealot blue states. And then the fourth, we have a whole checklist is for indoor church services.
Yeah. All right, we're going to have you. I mean, people need to understand this stuff. He's on here with me every Tuesday, so if you want to get informed, you want to get engaged, tune in, listen to what he has to say, or head over to pji.org, pji.org. Brad, always a blessing. Always love having you on with me. Coming up the next hour, why aren't the Dems applying the same pressure to Joe that they did to Brett? We'll be back in a minute.